and feel the minty freshness.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab.
Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with
Charlotte Littlefield. George, I just wanted to give you an update. My wrist is fine.
Goody. And you said you almost broke it or
oh, I had a terrible fall as I was coming in to get on the program, yeah, on the ice. But yeah, I seem to there's not been any significant swelling and the pain's not too bad, so I feel like I'm okay. I can
move
it in all directions.
We've got a fine guest with us this evening sitting on my left in our studio, and her name is Catherine Bleich, and boy, she's out of St. Louis, Missouri. Boy, does she have the Liberty Restoration Project going up there. Welcome to our program, Catherine Bleich.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, I tell you, you've got quite an operation up there. What's going on? Tell us about yourself and give us a little background of who you are, where you're from, and what you're doing today in real time.
Well, I currently live in St. Louis, Missouri. I was born and raised in Kansas City, and the organization that I operate is called the Liberty Restoration Project. We were actually born out of the Ron Paul campaign, and there was a big push that was actually successful to ban smoking in Kansas City, and we were trying to help fight that. And, you know, during the course of that fight, of course, they didn't really want to partner up with the Ron Paul meetup group because they weren't partisan, and so we realized that this message was bigger than the man, and we needed to create something that would last beyond any campaign and would really focus on the fundamental principles of freedom. And so we've been working since April of 2008 in the state of Missouri. We now have 3 chapters in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield. And we are focusing basically right now on all things state sovereignty, all things privacy, all things police state. That's sort of our focus. We learned a lot in 2009, that's for sure. The infamous MIAC report was released in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, you got a lot of attention on that. I think Alice Jones covered that in depth. Tell us just a little bit about that. What happened up there in Missouri on that?
Well, actually, Alex Jones is who tipped me off to it. Someone called me and woke me up and said, you know, Catherine, you got to read this report. Our government has issued a report profiling Ron Paul supporters, and I didn't believe it. And I went and I read the Alex Jones article, and I didn't believe that either. So I called the Missouri Information Analysis Center, and sure enough, they confirmed it. And I immediately got into action mode, and we started working on the Ron Paul forums to facilitate a nationwide conference call to talk about ideas and what we could do. And we came up with what I thought was a really creative strategy, and it proved to have been successful. First and foremost, we focused on money, tourism, because the Ron Paul organization, Campaign for Liberty, was specifically mentioned, and they were having an event in our state. We started targeting the Chambers of Commerce and saying, you know, people from Illinois, from all over the country called in and said, we're not coming to Missouri because we don't want to drive through and be arrested for having our Ron Paul bumper stickers on, and started, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah, focusing on where the money was. So we got them on board with this issue, and we bought a copy of America Freedom to Fascism, the documentary that woke me up. We got a copy for every single state rep, every single state senator, the governor. And we went down and we hand-delivered them with copies of all the press coverage that it had received and with open records requests, trying to request information. And the governor is still yanking our chain. I'm still trying. As far as I know, it's going to be $300 plus to get this open records request from him, but they're not giving me a total amount. And as recently as last week is my recent email with him. But, you know, he won't meet with us. I got thrown out of his office by Highway Patrol on my fourth attempt to schedule an appointment. That's all I'm trying to do, nothing more, nothing less. I said it could be for 5 minutes, 6 months in the future. I would be fine with that. But I want to look him in the eye and find out what happened. And I think the residents of Missouri deserve to know. So I showed up a fifth time with a bunch of 912ers and Tea Partiers, and one of the most beautiful experiences of my life happened in there. I was standing there videotaping, and these women, all of whom were about twice my age, were standing up to the governor the same way the Ron Paul people did, and talking about Agenda 21, and, you know, one after another, law enforcement officials kept walking in there, and just, they intimidated these women to death. You know, we walked out into the bathroom, and they were all practically in tears, because why did they need six police officers to come into the governor's office when you've got a bunch of women who are grandmothers trying to schedule an appointment with your governor? That is when you know you have a problem and government isn't working.
Right. You know, just very, very not non-responsive whatsoever. Charlotte, you're living up there in Missouri right now, right?
I'm a new resident. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm glad our paths are crossing.
Yeah, I'm up here by the Iowa border. I'm pretty far north. In fact, I do my grocery shopping in Iowa.
That's a traitor to Missouri.
I used to do mine in Kansas when I lived in Kansas City.
Well, I wish I had the metropolitan surrounding me, but I do not. I'm out here in a very sparsely populated county. Quite a culture shock coming from a big city of Austin. But, we've got a lot going on in Missouri, to be sure. So when did you attempt to visit the governor? What month was that?
It's, I believe, the first one. If you go onto our website, you can find the entire kind of timeline breakdown. I believe the first visit was March 17th, possibly. It was right around there. It was in the teens. Mm. I found out about it. I think Alex Jones broke it on the 12th, and we went on the Monday, the following Monday. He broke it on a Thursday. And the first time we visited was on a Monday.
I see.
What is your latest project right now? You're underway in a cross-country type of operation. It's called Operation Diffuse. What is that about?
Well, it's actually all about fusion centers, and the Missouri Information Analysis Center, which released that report, is just one of four fusion centers in the state of Missouri. There's one in Kansas City, one in St. Louis, one in Springfield, and then the one in Jefferson City. And it was actually the one in Jefferson City, which is operated by our state highway patrol, that released this report that was profiling Ron Paul supporters, Chuck Baldwin supporters, Bob Barr supporters, basically anyone libertarian or conservative. And these fusion centers exist all over the nation. There's 74 that Homeland Security has listed as designated fusion centers. And basically what they do, their initiative that was born out of 9/11, basically, the Patriot Act has created a lot of the loopholes that they need to do a lot of the things that they're doing. And in 2005, the Department of Homeland Security decided they wanted to create these fusion center apparatuses that would make communication easier between all levels of law enforcement. So that means that they would be merging the intelligence gathering practices and information, and they would be analyzing all of this intelligence from all levels of law enforcement. That means your campus police, your city cop, your state highway patrol, your FBI, CIA, all of them, even international governments and private corporations are being involved in this. And then in 2007, the 9/11 Act was passed, which is not something that I had heard of until this year. And that gave legislative backing to what was already Department of Homeland Security policy. So these institutions, they've grown over the years, and if you go through and you look at the different databases that they have access to, you'll find that, you know, there's over 500,000 direct and indirect authorized users of the NCIC database, which is the FBI's main database. Well, the FBI's main database is merged with Homeland Security's now. They're sharing information. The Fusion Center in Springfield, Missouri, straight up says they're sharing information with Canada. The Boeing Fusion Center has, or excuse me, the Seattle Fusion Center has a Boeing staff member.
So you're saying that there's a lot of people looking at this information and it can be misused. We've got to take a break here, and we'll be right back. Catherine, thank you for being with us this evening.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You feel tired when talking about important topics like money and politics?
Boring.
Are you confused by words like the Constitution or the Federal Reserve?
What?
If so, you may be diagnosed with the deadliest disease known today, stupidity. Hi, my name is Steve Holt, and like millions of other Americans, I was diagnosed with stupidity at an early age. I had no idea that the number one cause of the disease is found in almost every home in America, the television. Unfortunately, that puts most Americans at risk of catching stupidity, but there is hope. The staff at Brave New Books have helped me and thousands of other Foxaholics suffering from sports zombieism recover. And because of Brave New Books, I now enjoy reading and watching educational documentaries without feeling tired or uninterested. So if you or anybody you know suffers from stupidity, then you need to call 512-480-2503 or visit them at 1904 Guadalupe or BraveNewBookstore.com.
Side effects from using Brave New Books products may include discernment, an enlarged vocabulary, and an overall increase in mental functioning.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with
Charlotte Littlefield.
Welcome back, Catherine Blige.
Thank you.
Is there going to be some abuse of this system of the thing called these fusion centers, and how is that going to work?
Well, you know, there's already been abuse of not only the fusion centers, but the databases that the fusion centers have access to. Recently in Maine, for example, there were 56 anti-war activists whose names were put on the terror watch list through a fusion center. And they were able to uncover that through open records requests, and eventually they were able to review their records before the records were permanently deleted. But that's the thing, is once your name has been flagged with something, and then these databases, they're basically connected like a spider web. And I don't know that there's any way to permanently undo that once that information is out there. Now, if you go back, and you can get this on the internet, there's a government accountability audit from 1993 of the NCIC database. Now, that's the database that the FBI uses. There's 12 different tracks within it. One of them is the database that they use to do background checks for gun ownership. Another is the fingerprint database. Another is the terror watch list. They've got the no-fly list, et cetera, et cetera. So there's all these different tracks in this NCIC database. And in 1993, the Government Accountability Office did an audit of the NCIC database, and they found so many instances of abuse and misuse that it would just make you sick to your stomach to read. So I encourage you to get on Google and check that out. Some of the instances of misuse were for political gain, both in that audit and recently in Colorado. There were some pretty serious things that happened with people going in and finding out information that's inside people's files in these databases and then holding that over someone else's head politically. There's also been instances of it being done for profit. For example, there was a woman in this 1993 government accountability audit who was checking her drug dealer boyfriend's new customers to make sure that they weren't FBI agents. So, you know, there's all kinds of misuse of these databases, and all kinds of people can have access.
Hey, hustle the deal. That's what the new America is about. You know, cheater's paradise, and hustle the deal, and go out here and buy your white paper or whatever for your final and have it written by someone else for a price. Right?
Okay.
Isn't that the new deal? Oh, that's been going on for years there.
Going on for years, but just understand that these databases, the NCIC database, in that 1993 government accountability audit, had 500,000 direct and indirect authorized users. Now, you compare that with the fact that the usership of these databases has grown exponentially, particularly with the creation of Homeland Security and all of the ridiculous databasing that they're doing now. You realize that in order to get on a plane with TSA involved now, you have to give them your gender and your birth date. That's not something that you used to have to give to them, and they're saying it's so that we can use that information to better cross-reference against the terrorist watch list. Now, here's the thing. That doesn't work. We know that. The only thing that these watch lists and this tracking is for is to be used against someone when they are wanting to target someone. When it comes to protecting us, there's already so much fraud and so much corruption in the higher levels of government that this information in their hand will never and can never be used for good. It's impossible.
It sounds like to me that they're building a fascist system, and if you object to the government in any way, form, fashion, or way, that they can target you and come back and they've got all the information, where you live and everything else, and then find some weak point and start charging you with whatever law that you may have never, violated, but there's something out there that we're all probably in violation of if they dig deep enough.
If you're a human being and you're existing in the United States, you're breaking
law. You jaywalked at least once, right? That's a capital crime, you know?
That's how it is. But
The terrorist watch list, last time I checked, and it's been a while, it's capped over 1 million people already.
Yes, absolutely. And here's something to keep in mind. That report that came out of Missouri, that was one out of 11 that we received through our open records request. So there were actually 11 other reports written, and not all of them were about our movement, but they were all, not all, that's an exaggeration, I would say 8 out of 10, were about people upset with the federal government, whether it was black separatists or leftists or Nazis. It was all people who were upset with the federal government. All of the arguments that was used for each of these groups for profiling them was that they were speaking out against the federal government in some way. And I do have all those reports online. They're just uploaded to my Scribd account. I don't know if y'all have heard of Scribd. It's scribd.com, and it's / my name, Catherine Bleich. And on there you'll find all kinds of documents, emails that we obtained through the open records process. And, you know, really, that's what this Operation Defuse tour is all about.
Oh, yeah. What is that website?
It's OperationDefuse.com. And what right now you will find on there is just a lot of information. And we are trying to compile as much information as we can about the police and surveillance state. And we are in the process. We've got state coordinators developing in every state in the union. And we are going to submit simultaneous open records requests to every single fusion center during National Open Records Week in March. And our goal, basically, is to create our own Patriot Fusion Center. We are going to connect the dots. We're going to get the memorandums of understanding who they're sharing information with, what information they're sharing, and we're just going to paint a visual picture of the spider web with their documentation that we rightfully have access to because we are American citizens and we do have open record laws here in the United States. So we're going to utilize them. We're going to create our own fusion center. And in the process of doing this, we are, A, teaching people how to use the open records process. This can help all of us out in all of our activist quests, especially at the state and local level, but also at the federal level. And additionally, we already have Fusion Center experts that are developing all across the nation because they are helping with the research on this project, because they're helping with the Wikipedia, because they're helping find all these news articles. We are basically empowering a generation of Fusion Center privacy police state experts in every single state. And it is one of the most beautiful things that I've ever been a part of. Ever.
Do you see the fusion centers being one of the major threats to our liberties and freedoms?
Absolutely.
With that said, and accepted as not a fact, but I mean it is obvious that this is not anything that's going to benefit our freedoms and liberties. Then how many states are most of the states already up and running right now? What's the status of the existing fusion centers in the country?
Almost every single state in the union has one.
Idaho does not. Is that one exception or not?
Idaho does not. Hawaii does not. Here's the thing. If you go to the Department of Homeland Security's website, their list itself is outdated. Their list says New Mexico doesn't have one, but New Mexico does. We're going to be visiting it when we go through. So it's hard to keep tabs on, but from what we have found, there are 74 state and regional fusion centers, the Department of Homeland Security will issue.
So there's more than one per state. Now, how does that break down exactly? Do you mean you have state fusion centers, then you have regional ones and so forth?
Yes.
And tell us about the between 50 and 70. How does that break out?
Well, here's the way it works. Some states, like Missouri, have four. Texas has several. I think y'all have four as well. Oklahoma only has one. And it sounds like we're getting ready to go to a break.
Yeah, we are. In just a second. Yeah, we got to go. We got to come right back. Thank you.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. Charlotte Littlefield had to leave us, and she's gone now. But thank you very much, Charlotte, for your earlier input. Welcome back, Catherine Blanche.
Thank you so much.
I have a hard question to ask you, Catherine. Who is supporting you in these efforts, and who is not supporting you? Give us, and in your best estimate, over your experience in fighting this Fusion Center debacle, who is supporting you, and who's against you on this?
Well, I can start out by giving you a really long list of good guys, and that's the exciting news. In terms of support, of course, Texans for Accountable Government, TAG, they are our partner in this endeavor with the Liberty Restoration Project. Y'all have been fighting this down here in Austin. We've been fighting it in Missouri, and there's another group in Oklahoma called OK Safe, and they have been fighting fusion centers in Oklahoma. So I would say those are probably the most forward-acting organizations that I think others need to be looking to for leadership. And in terms of support, we do, you know, our second donor was Michael Badnarik, who I hope everyone is saying a prayer for, as he did recently have a heart attack. But he's recovering.
So thank goodness.
If everyone could, you know, keep him.
How about the ACLU? What's their stance on their position?
The ACLU is, they were on it before we were. They are not happy about these fusion centers, and they've continued the fight against them, even though many of those on the left have sort of, which they.
How about your peace protesters? Where are they at?
They've sort of disappeared along with the anti-war movement.
I mean, but people like, Cindy Sheehan, she's hanging in there, isn't she?
Yeah, she's hanging in there, but, you know, they've abandoned her, too. You know, she's out speaking.
So you're saying some of these traditional groups that did support similar things that you're fighting for now have abandoned some of these, you know, long-sought goals of freedom and liberty? Do they perceive something different here? Where are they coming from? What's their angle? What's their mindset? What's their deal?
I don't completely understand it because I do come from a very far-left position, and
How did you wake up, or what happened in your own
personal
experience?
Someone had me listen to Ron Paul, you know, and that was when I realized that peace and love mean not using the government pointing a gun at other people, that peace and love come from the heart.
The battlefield is in the heart, and the battle line runs through the heart. Isn't that the ultimate real battle within ourselves?
Indeed.
Huh?
And it's an individual battle.
So what I see out there is these groups have been mesmerized, educated, or whatever, through environmental, global warming, or whatever, into a system of thinking that now is acting to limit their freedoms and liberties. But because they come down on certain political, you know what I mean, likes and dislikes, and then they're trapped in this thing. Is that what you see in their position or
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely. And you see it on both sides. It's the devastating part of the existence. Into the left-right paradigm.
Well, okay, on the right, law enforcement, right? Okay? On the left, you see a compassion thing, and they think that some of the Ron Paul people don't have a heart or anything like that. Is that sort of the feel you get sometimes?
Well, from my former friends on the left, yeah.
What did they say to you? Hey, what did they tell you in private about what you're doing now? Do
they
criticize you or what?
They quit talking to me.
Huh?
They quit talking to me a year ago.
They quit talking to you?
Yeah, about this time last year.
And they're saying what, that you've abandoned their
they
view or you don't care about their what is
that? I am standing up for corporations because I voted for a Republican. They don't get
it. Oh, I see. In other words, the corporations are playing both sides, control both sides, and it just paradigmically. Conflicting both sides against each other, pitting both sides, I should say, against each other, and then they're picking up the control that way. But they're not awake enough to realize that yet. Is that what you're saying? Some of these people?
Absolutely. I think all of them have good hearts and good intentions,
I've noticed on your sites, and then John here at TAG, and John's got Bush is here in the studio. He'll be up with her during the last segment and explain what they're doing tomorrow here at Brave New Books. By the way, we're broadcasting live from Brave New Books, 1904. Guadalupe Street, and this is right next to the Chase Bank. It's downstairs. They've got a plethora of books that are just endless, very interesting, in-depth, and they're right along the subjects that we're talking about tonight. And they're going to have a seminar down here tomorrow, and they'll tell you more about that coming up in a few minutes. So you're seeing some people that traditionally were strong fighters for some of these things just sort of switch sides and change their mind and
People who used to rally on the streets literally with me against the Bush war are now defending and justifying the exact same Obama war, and I don't understand.
Well, when he went and started supporting Fed operations, then some of those people fell away, but they're still a long way from realizing what's going on, I think.
A lot of them, absolutely. Yeah. Now, a lot of people have realized, too, you know, just as a lot of the Tea Party folk in Missouri, they realize that, you know, the Republican Party has abandoned their conservative principles, and they're going completely independent. And I think that some Obama people are coming to that, too. But here's the thing. It is so hard to accept the fact that you were duped. And a lot of people were really duped. First it was the Bush bots, now it's the Obama bots. But people are so willing to believe that someone who can speak to them at their level is going to be there to protect them.
Yeah.
And they're so afraid to ask questions and to think that maybe it's not an issue in left and right. It's an issue of up and down.
Yeah. What I see is happening on a dynamic basis in the country now is those people that started supporting Ron Paul and his efforts and movement, there are things that maybe have happened lately that some of the people are critical of. But overall, he's written books and been out there and put himself at risk to a large degree and a lot of his own money and so forth. But what I see is a golden opportunity that we cannot let pass. And what that golden opportunity is about is coming into an existing political party and trying to dominate that and bring back the Jeffersonian views and things like that that some of these so-called rhinos have abandoned. But they, along with some of the liberal Democrats, are being used and manipulated and sort of, you know, used to further what? Bush's goals and Obama's goals.
It's bigger than Bush and Obama.
And it's big. It's big corporate takeover.
Gangsters.
Well, right now, they have stolen trillions of dollars, whether it was the past administration or the present one, and they've used the Fed and all these money operations and mechanizations to steal money into the trillions from the American public.
Yeah,
whether you're a liberal Democrat or a hardline rhino right, You need to wake up out there, America, and get with us on these issues and try to do something that's right for the country. Forget the parties. Let's do what's right for the country and for individuals, for liberty and freedom.
That's right. Absolutely right. That's what we have to do. We have to be uniting around something positive. And I think freedom is the ultimate goal, and we all want that. And whether you come from the left or you come from the right, we all just want to live and be free and be left alone. You know, that's what this is all about. And while some people think maybe we need to legislate morality, and some people think maybe we need to legislate charity, you know, and force people to take care of each other, I say let people be free and let us take care of each other unhindered by government intrusion into our lives. That's what I say.
Yes. I think the Libertarian Party has espoused that in a very vocal and a very powerful way. And so I don't disagree with that. Where I would like our brothers in the Libertarian movement or party to come back and join in at times with us, I think they're doing that on some of the things that, say, the Ron Paul movement is trying to accomplish. And we can do it inside the Republican Party, too. We hope to. But anyway, that's basically the way it's laying out now. So where do you go from now? You're going to come up. You're going to have a deal tomorrow here, a conference tomorrow, and a seminar and stuff, and we'll talk about that in just a second. So right now, Cindy Sheehan, have you been in contact with her?
I actually spoke with her spring of this year,
okay.
But I have not been in touch with her since.
Okay. And so, okay, and you're in Austin, Texas now, and what have you done previous to tonight? What kind of activities have you been?
Since being here, well, we had the tag party.
Oh, was that good?
Oh, great.
Got the bagpipes out there. They blew the bagpipes out, I think. those bags, they blew them out. They had to resell them, didn't they? Didn't they, Jonathan?
Yes, absolutely.
John will give us a running description of that in a second. But so you've done that. Tag has been a very, very good organization here in Austin. He's done some very fine things.
I've learned a lot from Tag.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take another break, and then John Bush is going to join us during the second,
You feel tired when talking about important topics like money and politics?
Sorry.
Are you confused by words like the Constitution or the Federal Reserve?
What?
If so, you may be diagnosed with the deadliest disease known today, stupidity. Hi, my name is Steve Holt, and like millions of other Americans, I was diagnosed with stupidity at an early age. I had no idea that the number one cause of the disease is found in almost every home in America, the television. Unfortunately, that puts most Americans at risk of catching stupidity, but there is hope. The staff at Brave New Books have helped me and thousands of other Foxaholics suffering from sports zombieism recover. And because of Brave New Books, I now enjoy reading and watching educational documentaries without feeling tired or uninterested. So if you or anybody you know suffers from stupidity, then you need to call 512-480-2503 or visit them at 1904 Guadalupe or BraveNewBookstore.com.
Side effects from using Brave New Books products may include discernment and enlarged vocabulary and an overall increase in mental functioning.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, and with me in the studio is Catherine Bleich and John Bush. Catherine, welcome back, and John Bush, welcome back. He'll be up here online in just a second. Catherine, how are you doing tonight, okay?
I'm having a great night.
And tomorrow, you're gonna fill in our listening audience on what's going on here at Brave New Books tomorrow. And when does that start exactly? Is it 1 o'clock?
It starts at 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, and let me welcome John Bush. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you, George. Thank you for having us. So, yeah, all the listeners out there, it's going to be a brave new bookstore. It's called Educate, Activate, Liberate, a Day of Activist Empowerment. And we would definitely like everybody in the Austin area to come on out from 1 to 6 p.m. at Brave New Bookstore, 1904 Guadalupe Street. We hope to create an environment and create an avenue for the sharing and spreading of best tactics and strategies and practices concerning activism from all across the spectrum so we can learn and grow together. Right.
It's going to be a really good time. We had a similar training in Kansas City during our In the Fed weekend last April, and it was absolutely phenomenal because we as activists can learn from each other as we're out there finding things that are successful and finding things that are not successful,
right.
Being able to teach each other, hey, don't do this.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, we have no idea what we're doing.
We're making it up as we go,
we're
and it's working
it
out
we
really well. And as we learn, we write it down, and we make sure that we tell other people.
Yeah, so we figure rather than all of us activists across the entire country going out blind, basically, and doing things for the first time, why not create an environment? There's also a couple websites that do stuff like this. There's libertyblueprint.com, which is in its very beginning stages. But we hope that we can create a situation where activists from different states and different localities can come together and, again, teach each other what works and what doesn't. For example, in College Station, Texas here, a group recently put a ballot initiative forward that would ban red light cameras altogether in the city. Well, it got voted and passed, which it usually does when something like this happens. However, the district attorney or some city attorney or county attorney or whatnot, some bureaucratic hack basically railroaded the entire thing based on some terrible legal interpretation. So the beauty of this situation is, while it may be seen as a defeat locally, if we take exactly what happened in their situation and we spread the word on that, next time somebody else in another locality, you know, be it Austin or St. Louis, Missouri, decides to pass that red light camera ban, they'll go into the effort already knowing a preconceived notion of what to expect on the other side, so they can go ahead and prepare for it and prevent it. Because Lord knows this is exactly what our enemy's doing. They've been doing it for over 100 years with their little secret conferences and Bilderberg Group meetings and CFR, and you know they have all the secrets and they know what to expect from the dumb sheep. So we need to start flipping the game around and basically doing what they're doing, because it's working for them.
Yeah, we have to teach each other, because without that, we're all going to be going through and making the same mistakes over and over and over. Right. But when, you know, I'm so inspired by the folks down here in Texas, because you guys really have mastered the art of influencing city-level government. And I feel like in Missouri, we're doing a real good job at the state level, but we have a lot to learn at the city level. And I mean, it's amazing being able to watch videos of testimony and seeing the way you guys are able to orchestrate your street theatrics and get the local media involved. It's beautiful.
It's great. Yeah, so come on out, folks. Again, it's going to be 1 to 6 p.m. Sunday at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe Street. The event's called Educate, Activate, Liberate, a Day of Activist Empowerment. We're going to be bringing you four wonderful speakers, three from Central Texas, and, of course, Catherine Blash from Missouri. To start off, we'll be hearing from Robert Butler. He's the director of the Texas Libertarian Party. He's going to be speaking about crafting a marketable liberty message. Then we'll hear about hear from Deborah Stevens and Randy Kelton of the Rule of Law Radio Show on the Rule of Law Radio Network. They're going to be speaking about the joys of judicial activism. Then we'll be hearing from John Bush, myself, director of Texans for Accountable Government, and I'll be speaking on localism, city government, and the prospects for liberty. And then, of course, we'll be finishing off with Catherine Blyce, director of the Liberty Restoration Project. She'll be speaking about the mechanics of the police state and the art of guerrilla activism. So it's going to be seminar style. We hope to do about 30 or 40 minutes for each speaker, and then open up the floor for questions, have about a 5 or 10 minute break, and then move on to the next individual. But we're all going to be activists. We're all going to be lovers and defenders of freedom, and we're all going to be here learning from each other. And more importantly, we're going to be growing together as a patriot community, learning from each other and growing, coming closer, creating a community, knowing that there's people out there that you can count on to get the job done and whoop blood for liberty.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I don't know. I've learned a lot this week just being down here in Austin. The same thing happened when I was out at Pork Fest interacting with all the activists in New Hampshire. So I look forward to tomorrow and being able to meet all of the local movers and shakers. So I hope y'all come out and shake my hand, because I want to get to know you and I want to know what you guys are doing, because I really do learn a lot from everyone.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
So there'll be a $5 suggested donation at the door, and the proceeds for that are going to go to Brave New Bookstore and also to Operation Defuse, which you guys heard about before. So come on out again. That's 1 to 6 p.m. Educate, Activate, Liberate, a Day of Activist Empowerment, 1904 Guadalupe Street, Brave New Bookstore. And while we have the show hijacked here from old George, we'd like to invite everybody to check out a new program that Catherine Blash and myself will be doing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. on the Rule of Law Radio Network. You can also catch it here on the local micro in Austin, Texas. It's going to be called Rise Up Radio, and we're going to be focusing on not only the news and the latest and greatest information to come out in the battle for liberty, but more importantly, we'll be discussing the practice of fighting for liberty and activism. And we'll be doing exactly what we're going to do with the seminar tomorrow, in that we will be having on activists from all across the country to not only discuss about what they're doing, but more importantly, to discuss how they're doing it, in order for the listener to be able to repeat exactly what's happening and repeat what's working. So it's going to be great. It's going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 10 a.m., and maybe, Catherine, you can tell them some of the guests that we have lined up for the first week.
Yes, absolutely. Very excited. January 4th, our very first show, we're going to have G. Edward Griffin on. I know y'all just had him down here to Austin. He has been a definite inspiration in my life. January 6th, which is Wednesday, Mark Lerner with the Stop Real ID Coalition. He's been testifying in the Senate about the PATH Act, and we're going to be talking about ways that folks can continue the fight against the Real ID and a national license. And if, you know, for example, in my state, we passed anti-Real ID 10th Amendment legislation, and we need to know what to do next to make sure the PATH Act isn't implemented. And then January 8th, that's Friday, Michael Bolden, the founder of the 10th Amendment Center, someone who I know John and I began to work pretty closely with here recently, because this state sovereignty issue, I believe, really is the solution to all that is tyranny at this juncture. So really excited about that. We've got some great guests lined up. And there's going to be even more guests coming on in the weeks to come. We've got some in the works. Very excited about those.
Yeah, and then on January 13th, which is the Wednesday after that, we're going to be hearing from Bob Schultz. We're going to be talking about the Continental Congress, which both Catherine and I attended, and it was a wonderful event. You can check out articlesoffreedom.us to check out the 60-plus page document that we came up with, basically outlines governmental abuses and gives some recommendations for states, the federal government, and the people on how they can bring the Constitution back to the United States. So check it out, folks. It's going to start next Monday from 7 to 10 a.m. on the Rule of Law Radio Network at the local micro here, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then from 1 to 6 p.m., Educate, Activate, Liberate at Brave New Bookstore tomorrow, Sunday. George Butler, you the man.
Thank you, John. That was very, very good information. Thank you, Catherine Blythe, for being with us this evening. We certainly appreciate all your fine work, both of you, in your own, you know, cities here. And Catherine, you're very dynamic, and you got it together. You've got a lot of facts on the tip of your tongue. My gosh, you started spitting that stuff out like, I just sat here like, buh, buh, like a bubba. I'm a bubba from Boston. What did she say? Man, I tell you, you really had me going there. And we certainly do appreciate you being with us. And I'll tell you what, both of you can only go up, you know, in this country. And you're doing fabulous things. And now you're traveling together on these conferences outside the city now. I mean, you know, across America. And we're going to get you wired up to where you can do some audio, whatever, out there to radio stations or whatever. So that's basically what we have planned on doing. We want to thank our listening audience out there in the greater Austin area, in Oklahoma, wherever y'all are listening to us. Stand up for freedom. We want to appeal basically to the liberal left and the hard line right. Hey, come on, get in with us on these freedom issues. Wake up, find out about fusion centers, about losing our rights. Let's try to get this country back to a constitutional government and wake up to these corporate entities that have been devastating and fleecing us with fees and fines and things like that. We want to thank everyone out there. God bless everybody. Thank you, John. Thank you, Catherine. We'll have you back again. Good night.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.